Blackstone Publishing presents Mother Knows Best, A Tale of the Old Witch by Serena Valentino. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. Chapter 1, Queen of the Dead. Tucked snugly away, deep within the dead forest, lived a family of witches. Their grey cobblestone mansion was perched on the tallest hill, which looked down on a vast landscape of lifeless trees with brittle and twisted branches that resembled long, grasping hands. Around this forest was an impenetrable thicket of rose bushes, with tiny, beautifully preserved rosebuds still clinging to them, even though they had been dead longer than anyone still living could properly recollect. This was the boundary between the land of the living and the forest of the dead, and the witches who lived in the woods rarely crossed the boundary to do harm to those living on the other side. They asked for only one thing in return: their dead. The witches' forest wasn't merely filled with lifeless trees. It was where the dead rested, or so the neighboring villagers liked to tell themselves. They chose to think of the woods as a cemetery they weren't permitted to visit, and the witches as its caretakers. Though deep within their hearts, they knew their deceased loved ones were given very little peace in what should have been their eternal resting place. But we won't concern ourselves with that part of the tale at the moment. Right now, our story centers on three sister witches: Hazel, Gothel, and Primrose.